too many banjo players in the house here. Banjo players. I'm not sure I feel safe anymore. Notice these guys didn't raise their hands. Huh? Wow. We've got quite the crowd here, and I'm not just talking about in here. Right here, you've got some incredible talent. Over here on the far side, man that just played the other night with Peter Rowan, also working with Frank Sullivan in Dirty Kitchen, also has appeared on a segment of America's Most Wanted, and I'm not sure if he played or if he was the subject. Mike Mumford over here, everybody. Oh boy, and then to his right is one of the top teachers of banjo in the world, and also has a website. You can actually go to the Tony Trischka School of Banjo online. Did you know? Tony Trischka over here.
Yes,
and to his right, he put the new in Newgrass, founder of the New South, J.D. Crow, everybody. The Gray Fox Master Stage. You see him at Grassroots. He's going to be heading over there right after this. One of our friends, also, you know, an inventor of a, I found this really hard to believe. He invented a fine-tuning device for banjo. I didn't know that was possible to tune a banjo. The Boston Bluegrass Boys, please give a great big Gray Fox Master Stage welcome to Bill Keith.
You elected me, Bill. A democracy of one. I guess I'm the moderator. You seemed so unruly and out of control before, but now you're quiet. This is good. You're nervous. Maybe not. Well, I'm awfully pleased to be up here with these fine gentlemen. And I think we're going to just start off all playing Fireball Mail, with your permission, if that's okay with you guys. And who should kick the, who would be the most appropriate person to kick this off?
JD!
Before we get started, I want to say something about these tuners. They don't really work all that good.
You're telling me you have three pianos.
I've always wanted to do that.
You told me you had three pair of them. Which one?
I do. You know, that tells you something, right?